Family members flew in from around the country for the candlelight vigil held Saturday at the Xitgaquan Nakahiti. The vigil was co-sponsored by the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood. Jerry Hope with the Brotherhood told the family the ceremony was for them.
And this is the most gentle way that we could think of to connect with you, the family, outside of those who have already connected with you.
The Abbott family is a large one, tied through many generations to Southeast Alaska's Tlingit community. Alice was born March 28, 1938 in Juneau, to Charles and Agnes Welcome. She lived in Skagway for a period, but was raised in Sitka by Peter and Elizabeth John. She married John Abbott Jr. on July 13, 1966. She was Kiksati from the Sun House. John Abbott was born April 20, 1938 in Juneau to John D. and Edna Abbott Sr. He lived most of his life in Sitka. He was Kagwantan from the Eagle Nest House. Elizabeth Abbott was born to Alice and John on October 14, 1967 in Sitka. Four candles were lit for the departed and the flame was passed around to the guests. Eventually, the community hall glowed with the light from close to 100 candles. Harold Jacobs stepped forward to relate the Abbott's Tlingit lineage. He also shared with the family memories of the deceased, as did Isabella Brady and Fred Hope.
I always enjoyed talking with John and Alice. Alice was a fluent Tlingit speaker. I'd speak to her in Tlingit, but she would always answer me in English. But I heard from many people she was a fluent speaker. Speak a moment about Liz. I think she was three grades behind me. I think Elizabeth was a freshman when I was a senior. I didn't get to meet Charlie. But this is your family, and you have many friends and family sitting here with you today. We've been standing with you through the week, and we'll continue to stand with you.
As I was talking to my son, Ralph, and Ralph remembers John early on as a real good athlete, and he was a really good sportsman. Whatever he did, he always did to the best of his ability. And I know how dear his wife and his children were to him.
Alice grew up in the village the same time I did, and she had a tough life, but she survived. And she was able to love all their grandchildren and all their children, and she made things happen for them.
With tears and evident difficulty, family members, including the Abbott's five surviving daughters, shared their own words. The sisters recalled their close family, their loving parents, their beloved sister. Janet Widmeyer is the third daughter.
Thank you all for being here. I just want to say, first of all, I have the best parents in the whole world. And I want to thank the community for helping us in the overwhelming love that we've gotten from everybody. And keep praying for us, because we really need it.
18-year-old Jason Abbott was indicted on four counts of murder in the first degree and one count of attempted murder in the first degree. Jason Abbott is the grandson of John and Alice Abbott. Memorial services for the Abbotts were held Monday, April 7th in Sitka. Services for Charles Tate will be held in Nome, his former home. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Melissa Marconi-Wenzel.